The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Another Super Tuesday, so to speak. It's Super Tuesday at the second. Very busy day, very big night for Donald Trump, winning, as most of you know by now, Mississippi and Michigan in handsome style. Tremendous margin of victory in Mississippi, 50% to Cruz 35. Not a surprise. Michigan, a state that needs jobs desperately, gave Trump 37% of the vote to Kasich 25 and Cruz 23.9, call it 24. So Donald Trump, in spite of the dirtiest political tricks ever played on a major campaign candidate in my memory, maybe in American political history, continues to stand tall, and the people standing right with him are tired of the establishment control mechanism, the matrix, which keeps them under the boot of a pretty dark way of life in this country. The people have had it. They don't want any more of it. They want to dissemble and do things differently. They'd like to destroy the matrix and turn the people back into, what those people in Washington are supposed to represent, not just taken for granted items along the way. D.V. Kidd is with us. Are you there?
I am.
Gee, all right, two words? Or was that three words?
Two.
Well, Popeye would, I am. It's, he put you in the middle there. Anyway, how are you?
Well, I'm fine.
No, I am and I'm fine. That's good.
All right. Mississippi, that's good that Donald Trump took 49. Cruz is on the ballot illegally. I mean,
I was going to ask you that first.
I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what anybody says. This guy should not be on the ballot. We don't even know if he's a U.S. citizen.
You saw my homepage yesterday, right? With the snake? Yeah.
Yes. There's no question that he's not a natural born. But it's aggravating when you
the
know
same.
The truth.
Well, we've been aggravated for 7 years with Obama. Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yes, and the Republicans are not doing anything about it because they allowed this criminal piece of crap in the White House to steal the presidency twice.
Oh,
not
yeah.
Once, but twice.
Oh yeah.
So this is one of the reasons I believe they're not going after him, because they do not want the can of worms called Obama opened, because the repercussions are staggering. And as far as the Michigan, John Kasich has zero chance, zero, of ever taking the nomination. He'll be lucky to win his home state of Ohio, but yet he siphoned off 174,468 votes tonight, 25%.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
about the
Rubio,
same Cruz got. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, at Rubio, he's a joke at this point. You know, he's
a cadaver. He's a corpse. He's killed himself off.
Yeah, but I mean, big money's been behind him. He has a couple of billionaires in his pocket.
Right.
And they have put up serious money all this time. And this guy, if you pardon this, he's petered out.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's just, you know, he's self-exploded himself. So it's unfortunate.
They must be really unhappy about all the money they put behind that little grease ball.
Well, $125 million for Jeb Bush, who didn't get them squat. And now, you know, they shift their money to this, another completely constitutionally ineligible little Marco. And he can't get over 8 or 9%. But of course, you know, they'll keep him in there for perhaps a little while longer while he gives his pep talks like he gave earlier, you know, that, oh, we're doing great.
We're going to win Florida.
All, you know, it's pathetic, really.
Well, he's not going to win Florida. It's going to be his final death throes in politics. His own state will reject him. No
well,
question.
He's not running for the Senate again. He's getting out of the Senate. There's big money waiting for Marco when he gets out of the Senate.
Oh yeah.
The masters of the game and their minions, they take care of their own. If you are one of them, then when you leave office, just like Eric Cantor, you know, when he got his nose rubbed in that primary a couple of years ago, I forget who he works for, but he has a $2 million salary. You know, that's a hell of a lot more than $174,000 in the U.S. House of Representatives. So, you know, they take care of their own trash.
They sure
you
do.
You sell out your country, they'll take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Idaho and Idaho is the primary. Hawaii is a caucus. I will hopefully be sound asleep by the time Hawaii gets around to anything.
Okay. I got some things to add here as soon as you're done.
Yeah. No, I'm done.
All right. Well, we'll get back to it. Both Fox and CNN have been doing stealth anti-Trump campaigning in the last 4, 5, 6 hours, maybe earlier. They started by posting headlines, "Exit polls show voters going to Kasich and Cruz." Now, these headlines are released while voting is still going on. Understand? This is meddling, in my view. It's not journalism. It's meddling. Also, the two boxes for Idaho and Hawaii on CNN, here are the candidates listed. Now, this is on their homepage. These are the candidates listed for the Idaho Republican primary today. Cruz, Kasich, Rubio. No Trump. Hawaii, Cruz, Kasich, Rubio. No Trump. They didn't run out of room. It's a message. Perhaps some dimwits looking at this will think that, well, Trump isn't on the ballot. I'll have to vote for somebody else. This is a stealth maneuver. Fox did the very same thing. They left Trump off the ballot boxes where the counts will show up. It just says Cruz and Kasich. And it's like they don't have the room? No. This is stealth campaigning. This is involvement. This is not journalism. Period. And I'm going to put this up. We haven't been able to post anything at Rents for a while because there's a big storm over James area of the country, and he can't put up a bunch of things I've sent. So we'll get those up shortly. But you know what's going on right now. And what's going on is an enormous day for Donald Trump. I just saw Donald Trump being interviewed in a post-victory statement, so to speak, press interaction. acting very strong. He is really getting stronger, this man. His demeanor, his confidence, this was an enormous confidence builder for him, and it should be. And look at what, again, he is standing up against, the dirtiest tricks ever. There was a meeting yesterday of some of the techie companies, the CEOs, big money people. I didn't get the names of them, but you can probably imagine. And they all got together to decide how they were going to put their money and their energy into destroying Trump. And look what he did to them today. They're going to have to give it up at some point. He's too strong. Your turn.
Yes, that's true. There was a meeting. I think I sent you the link to it. I was looking for it myself here. It was people like Tim Cook.
Yeah. Apple.
Yeah, from Apple. A bunch of them to get together. But it's not over. There's all of this jabbering right now about Romney has not ruled out
a draft
for the convention. Now, as the rules stand for the GOP at this time, a candidate has to win 8 states to be eligible to be nominated. That's their rules. That applies to right up until the moment that the convention opens.
Well, that means
however, the
cadaver can't. Well, go ahead.
However, the big talk right now is that if all else fails, the Republicans at the last minute are going to change that rule of their own rule, so that they will be able to bring in Romney or rig it somehow so that whoever they decide they're going to have to hold their nose with, which might be this Count Chocula. I love that. This guy named Ray Starman, he writes for U.S. Defense Watch. He is the best writer and the funniest writer. He calls Ted Cruz Count Chocula.
He looks exactly like him. He put him in a little tuxedo with the collar up.
Uh-huh.
He looks exactly like him. You know, I caught a profile of Heidi, and it is said that likes attract, and people often marry someone who resembles them. She, on a profile basis, has the same kind of nose shape, the same kind of recessive mouth that he does. It's odd. I've never seen her in a profile shot, but she looked like him.
The dirty tricks, you know, the meeting with Karl Rove, who is
crazy,
absolutely
evil.
Lower than a snake in the grass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, but all these big money people and these GOP decision makers, I guess you could call them, it's incredible because everything that they're doing ain't working. But
isn't that funny, Devi? That's really humorous when you think about it. All of their bluff and bluster and money isn't working. Wow.
No, and people who belong, I don't belong to any party. I haven't since 1996. I'm just considered no party. But I get, you know, the Republicans out there that send me email, they're pissed. They are so mad at this party machine for what they're doing, you know, and the way that they're going about trying to absolutely destroy, you know, a candidate.
This is not going to be forgotten, folks. This is not going to be forgotten.
No, it's the Republican Party. They're destroying themselves. The Democratic Communist Party USA, they are a cohesive unit because they have the same goals. Their constituents want free everything. They don't know the meaning of freedom. They don't care about the Constitution any more than Mitch McConnell or Paul Ryan.
You got it. Especially,
you know,
Ryan. You got it.
But this revolution within the Republican Party is long overdue, but they're destroying themselves. And, you know, for all of this talk, it makes me gag, but I was listening to Fox News earlier talking about this, you know, revolution, that people are fed up, they've had it. As a matter of fact, they were talking about it after Trump's press conference that he just held for an hour. They gave him an hour this tonight, an hour of free time. But, you know, this was my column. I think I sent it to you. If not, I'll send it over. From the primaries, are you kidding me? If there's really this big revolution and the voters are sick and tired and fed up, and that's the reason that they're voting for Donald Trump, why in the hell are they still voting back in their incumbents? I went and looked at the states from last week. Oh, my God. Here in Texas, out of 20 incumbents in the U.S. House, Yeah, 20.
Mm-hmm.
Guess how many incumbents won their primary here?
All of them?
15.
Well, it's close. Same. 15. See, we keep shipping the same trash back and wonder why. It's trash in, trash out. You make this point every 2 years. Well, we're going to send 96% of the scumbags back again, and the voters do.
And I, in my column, which I'll send over to you during a commercial break, a president. People keep forgetting that the duties enumerated for a president of the United States are few. The commander-in-chief, when called into service, okay? He has the power by and with the advice and consent of the Senate to make treaties, provided two-thirds of the senators concur.
Mm-hmm.
He nominates, with the consent of the Senate, ambassadors, ministers, consuls, judges of the Supreme Court, federal judges, things like that, and he can fill vacancies that happen during a recess by the Senate. That's all the president can do. And yet, with these voters, what do they think is going to happen by continuing to, once again, reelect the same incumbents? 15 out of 20 in Texas.
Yeah.
Alabama only has 7 seats. 2 of them were unopposed. This is Republicans. 2 of them are unopposed. So those guys, those 2 guys will walk right back to, through November. They'll win.
Right.
4 of the seats, incumbents, they won their primaries against qualified challengers, and one person, I think, retired. So the other couple states, not all of the primaries and caucuses that we're seeing right now are full ballots. In other words, some of them are simply presidential preference,
yes,
caucus,
yes,
or primary only. So those, the rest of those primaries and stuff will happen. And, you know, in my column, once again, I give the link to the primaries. Because a couple of the states that have already had the presidential primary, they have full primaries coming up in a month or two. So, you know, it's, you know, this crap about, you know, well, people, they're not going to vote for Trump, so they're going to stay home. No, don't do that. You know, even if you don't want to vote for anybody for president, there's congressional seats, there's sheriffs, there's judges, there's all kinds of things on the ballot where people need to get out there and vote. But going back to my column, we're seeing the same trend, Jeff, the same damn thing over as what we saw 2 years ago and 2 years
before that. And 2 years before that. And, yeah.
What do they people think it's going to change by keep re-electing these damn incumbents? Nothing is going to change.
It's pretty scary.
It is scary. I mentioned Louis Gohmert. He's very popular here in Texas, a Republican House member, and also Lamar Smith. You know, and I gave some examples. Did either one of them vote for H.R. 3894, which was to stop federal income tax on Social Security? No. H.R. 129, to restore Glass-Steagall. Very important. Did either one of them vote for it? No.
Was that signed into law? Tax?
No.
You have to pay tax on your Social Security?
No. 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 Out of 435 representatives, 432 said no. There was the sponsor and 2 co-sponsors. So out of the U.S. House of Representatives who say they love senior citizens, mm-hmm. these compassionate conservatives in Congress. Okay? Well, here's a bill to stop taxing Social Security, and 435 representatives refuse to sign on as a co-sponsor.
Okay. Really, that's reason enough right there to throw them out.
But, you know, I asked the question about Gohmert and Smith. Did they vote for that one? No. Did they vote to restore Glass-Steagall? No. H.R. 75 to end membership in the United Nations? Did they vote for it?
No.
It had one. It had the bill sponsor and 10 co-sponsors. But did either one of them vote for it? No. Did either one of them vote for H.R. 156 to get the United States out of NAFTA? No. The bill had zero co-sponsors.
Wow.
Did any of these incumbents, any of them, introduce legislation to get rid of the Federal Reserve, to get rid of the unconstitutional cabinets, Department of Education,
Patriot
the
Act,
EPA?
There's a long list.
So what do they do?
So let's send them back, folks. Let's give them another 2 years.
That's exactly what the voting is doing as we are living this in real time. I went through the states that had it. You know, that was more than just a presidential preference. And by God, I just was sick, Jeff, sick to my soul. Because I had to sit and look up all 20 districts in the state of Texas. And here it was, incumbent with a check mark, incumbent with a check mark, incumbent with it. And I'm going, what? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What do you think is going to happen if Donald Trump becomes president and you have a Senate that's headed by Mitch McConnell, who hates Donald Trump, who's working feverishly with the rest of these dogs to defeat Donald Trump?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think is going to happen when he negotiates these treaties to bring jobs back to the United States, bring the auto industry back to the United States, and you have a Senate with the same incumbents like Rent Boy, Lindsey Graham, and Juan McCain? What is going to happen to everything that Trump does? They're going to kill it. They're going to kill it. You keep sending these. There's 33 senators up for re-election.
That's right.
One-third every 6 years, but the whole House. But if it continues the way it is, it will end up being around 94% to 96% of the same incumbents who have taken us to hell.
That's Deavy's axiom. It always works. It always works. They should all be thrown out. There should be term limits. This is wrong, 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 wrong.
In my opinion, there's two faults in the Constitution. One is term limits, and two was the ability to call a constitutional convention.
Agreed. That's a fatal one.
We're
very close to it. I think we're one state away, aren't we? Theoretically?
No, we beat back a few states, so we're back to sort of on the plus side, but...
Oh.
It's a form of insanity to send the same Congress critters and senators
and expecting something different. That is insanity. The statement, doing the same thing over and over again that has failed, expecting it'll be good, is insane. Hold on, we have to pause. If you want, we've got that uploaded at Rents now. You can go look in the top splash art section, and you'll see the CNN vote total boxes for Idaho and Hawaii. Now, both of these states are voting. And look at the candidates. Cruz, Kasich, Rubio. Cruz, Kasich, Rubio. No mention of Trump anywhere there. So if you happen to look at CNN, you're going to get a subliminal and a direct message that Trump must not be on the ballot there in Idaho and Hawaii. Well, folks in Idaho and Hawaii, he is on the ballot. If you are a registered Republican or can vote Republican, look for the name Trump. We'll be right back. Okay. Donald Trump now is one-third the way to the nomination, 433 delegates as we speak.
You want to hear another dirty trick?
Sure.
During the break, I went over to Fox News' election headquarters.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? They have up for Hawaii. They have Hawaii and Idaho with no voting yet, or no results yet.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what names they have?
Yeah, I just read that. Cruz, Kasich, Rubio.
And Kasich. No.
Oh, they dropped Rubio?
No,
okay, that's CNN, correct. Yeah, they only have two on Fox. You're right.
Yeah,
totally right.
Cruz and Kasich, and in Idaho, Cruz. What happened to Rubio and Trump for those two states?
Yeah, this is stealth campaigning.
Unbelievable.
It's not journalism.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I put it up at the top. It's stealth campaigning. It's not journalism. Look, here we are, March 8th. This is literally, and I can say this, in my lifetime, the only chance I recall, other than John Kennedy, to break the back of the establishment. This is it. I'm shocked that it came out of the blue in the presence of Donald Trump. This will be our last chance, ladies and gentlemen. Even if you don't like Trump 100%, let's say you only like him 75%, you have to think of the country at large. We cannot continue to allow these career criminals to run our government. This is literally a chance. If you disagree with Trump, 25, 30%, fine, 40%, I don't care. Take the 60 or plus 70% and vote for the man and let him break the back of the criminal cabal that is running your government. That's why these people are so afraid. That's why they have made it clear as a bell that the left-right paradigm is a lie. There are no Democrats. There are no Republicans. It's all about their money and their power and their control. And believe me, when you saw pictures originally of Barack Obama and George W. Bush laughing it up at Kenny Bunkport, what is this? What? I thought they hated each other. Folks, it's all the same to them. It doesn't matter. It's all money.
Well, the Bush and the Clintons are good friends.
Have been for decades.
Who was it that said, Pat Buchanan, I guess it was. Was it Pat Buchanan who said that Trump hadn't been initiated into the secret society?
Yeah, I think it was Pat. Yeah, Trump is not in the CFR. He's not in the trilaterals. He's not in a secret society. So he's outside of the criminal cartel. That's where we want him to be. We don't want him in there. What an endorsement.
Yes, that's absolutely right. And he, you know, I don't know how much he knows about it, but he would probably make some pretty good jokes about the skull and bones and laying in coffins and stuff.
He knows a lot. He has to be careful what he says so he doesn't sound too loopy to some. Now, let's look at the so-called Democrat side. Go ahead.
Hillary Clinton, Hillary the Hun, when she comes out and says that this is no big deal, you know, they gave one of the guy who did the servers for her immunity.
Oh, she actually said she was glad they did. She said that too. I'm glad they gave him immunity. Like he's going to clean her.
She put it. It was a security routine security type check.
Did you read the story I had up from the Army major who explained what happened there like I've never seen it explained? Oh, my God. These were above top secret emails, DV. Above top secret.
Yes. I think they call it CAPS or SAPs.
SAP.
Like yeah, SAP. But the one thing, you know, because here's what Hillary Clinton and the rest of that ilk, this is what they believe, that the American people are so stupid that we can't think for ourselves. We cannot read documents. We don't know what we're doing. It's all political. It's the left or the right. It's the right wing conspiracy. That's her favorite thing, although she doesn't use it anymore.
Right.
But the one thing, like I said, they're counting on the ignorance of the American people, which I'm sorry to say, the ignorant level of ignorance out there is sad. But when a person receives immunity, the U.S. prosecutors and the Department of Justice, they don't just say, we're going to give you immunity. The target of interest with his attorney makes what's called a proffer to the U.S. attorney. And the proffer says that I know this, and I know this, and I know this. And then the U.S. attorney says, well, we already know that, so you're not getting immunity. Or the U.S. prosecutor says, okay, that's worth either limited immunity or full immunity. Now, this guy who's been given full immunity obviously has something to say that Comey, the director of the FBI, liked. Otherwise, he wouldn't be given full immunity. They would have offered him something like limited immunity. So for Her Highness to stand up there at the Fox town hall with Brett Baer last night and say that, oh, you know, this isn't any more important than dusting your living room. I don't know how the witch sleeps at night. If it was me, man, I'd be on tranquilizers and stuff because I know I'd be looking at an orange jumpsuit. She's in serious trouble. Serious trouble.
Yeah, whatever this guy knows, it was obviously a lot to get a ticket to ride like that. And she said today, oh, it's a good thing that he got immunity. Like, it's going to help clear the ledger, clean her up. No problem. He'll just tell the truth and she'll be off the hook. I never received one secret or classified email, she said. Never won.
Well, what she said was the same legalese that she's been using for the last 6 or 8 months. I did not send them because they were not marked secret or top secret.
Yeah.
See, she is parsing. She's a lawyer. She flunked the bar.
Who took the marking off of? They were. By the way, those markings were removed, and it might be that guy who got the immunity that removed them. We don't know, but she sure as hell knew they were classified. He had to be charged and tasked with doing that by somebody, right?
Well, some of them put some of their assets over in various places like the Middle East.
Uh-huh.
Their lives in danger, so they've recalled them. That's what she did.
Well,
but,
this guy,
you know,
go ahead.
All Donald Trump has to do, really, when he goes up against her, is use the ad with the telephone ringing, who would you call at 2 a.m., and just have a bloodbath from Benghazi on the screen, and you'll get the vote of every damn veteran in this country.
Yeah,
beat her on that one thing alone. She can stand there and offer free college educations all she wants, but there's still 21 million living veterans in this country.
Uh-huh.
Benghazi, she owns it, period.
She also owns Muammar Gaddafi's murder, the destruction of Libya, rape of a country.
Oh, she said it during that town, that whatever you call it, town hall meeting, that we did a great thing in Libya. We built up the country.
Oh my God.
She had the brass to say that yesterday. I know. I sat here with my eyes water taking
that's
notes.
Staggering. Truly staggering. Look, there's such a thing
staggering.
As lying, but that's a perversion of reality.
But she believes it.
I don't know if she does or not. It doesn't matter. She's a sociopath. It doesn't matter.
I noticed since her husband violated election laws last week.
He's laying low.
Yep. You haven't seen Billy. Of course, he's probably got his nose up somebody's skirt, so he's busy on the side.
By the way,
he's such a slut.
He is the worst.
He's a slut.
Yes, he is.
He's a
also
male version of a whore. That may not
with,
be
absolutely.
Very ladylike, but he
he's
is.
A male version of a nymphomaniacal whore. He can't stop. He's also said to possibly be sliding into early stage Alzheimer's, which would be a grand ending to his debauched career.
I think both of them have Parkinson's, and they're hiding it.
She has for a long time. I don't know how they got the tremors. When you have the shakes.
Well, I do, because there's my mom, from taking artificial sweeteners for decades, has the shakes, and she takes pills
aspartame?
Yes.
Well, there you go. Well, whatever. Hillary, years ago, 3, 4, 5, had the shakes. You could see it. She doesn't shake anymore like she did. So she's getting the best of the best and whatever.
When she was illegally the Secretary of State, because under the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution, she should never have been confirmed by the Senate. But there, you didn't see it in the media over here, but I watched many film clips of her tripping and falling. And the commentary about look at Secretary Clinton's hands.
Uh-huh.
They shake,
uh-huh.
and she keeps them in her lap.
These are news service abroad things?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yep.
Right. It was very well kept hidden over here by a very compliant and complicit liberal, left liberal media. But, you know, I don't wish ill on anyone usually. But in her case, I have to make an exception. The way that woman laughed at Muammar Gaddafi's hideous murder, and he had done more for his people than any other dictator in the world, period. That's provable. More for his people. They got more of their own wealth returned to them than any other populace in any other nation on the planet. And her cackling laughter at that man's death is beyond evil. Sorry, you blew it, Hillary. And Bernie Sanders, with 75, 76-year-old man, beat her in Michigan 51-47% today. Bernie is, by the way, showing a lot of stress he's fatigued. He's fatigued. He's not a young man, but he's still hanging in there. He's actually talking a little bit more in a labored fashion, like an older gentleman would talk. He's kind of fighting to get the words out sometimes. Can't blame him.
You know
that's
what?
A very grueling thing.
I would not want to be in Hillary Clinton's shoes when she takes her last breath, because I am a devout Christian, and I know what's going to happen when she is confronted on the other side. There's just no doubt in my mind that God knows what's in her heart, despite all of the props with her. Remember when Commerce Secretary Ron Brown was murdered over in Dubrovnik?
Yeah, he was shot through the top of the head, folks, in case
that's
you didn't
right.
know, after the plane
and,
came to rest
when,
on that mountain.
That's right. And then what do we see? Bill and Hill going to the memorial service, and he's carrying a Bible, and he sees the camera, and he tears up. Oh, he put his finger right up to his eye. He had to get that tear. And as soon as the cameras were gone, another camera caught him. He was laughing.
He's the worst.
They are
the worst.
They're absolutely the phoniest.
Yeah.
Phoniest, most deceptive people next to Count Chocula.
He's you know, right there with them. He just hasn't had the time to show everyone yet. But you are totally right. He is a liar and a fraud.
I've been tuning into Rush Windbag and Hannity just running errands around because I'm trying to listen to what voters who call in.
Uh-huh.
And yesterday, some woman called in, typical Republican, I'm a Christian, Ted Cruz is it because we know what he's about. He has a proven record, just like Trump. I would never vote for Trump, but Ted Cruz is also an outsider. You know, he's not part of the establishment. What?
Excuse me? Goldman Sachs loan, $1.1 million. He's an outsider. Excuse me?
He helped George Bush Jr. get elected, for God's sakes.
Right.
He is about as inside as you can get.
Yep.
But I couldn't listen to this woman anymore. I couldn't listen. And I sent you the link. A New York judge has dismissed the petition regarding Ted Cruz as ineligibility, but it was a procedural ruling once again. And this actually, I'm reading from CNN. I'm shocked that they put this. His, meaning Judge David Weinstein, his ruling did not consider the actual merits of whether Ted Cruz, who was born in Calgary, Canada, qualified as a natural-born citizen in this year's election. So,
where did he dump? What did he dump it? He dumped it on what grounds? Procedural?
Procedural, yep, yep. Same old, same old.
That means somebody didn't cross a T or dot an I.
Well, you've got these well-meaning, wonderful Americans who are sick and tired of the lies and sick and tired of the Constitution being crapped on by either the Democrats or the Republicans. And they go into court or they file these petitions with the Department of Elections.
Right.
And guess what? You know, they just, but some, you know, top lawyers in, oh, gosh, I forget the guy's name, but Mario Puzo was one, and then the other guy from Georgia. They were great, but their efforts against Obama were simply thrown out. Not one of them. Of the 97 court challenges to this impromptu White House, There were 97 of them. All of them were thrown out on procedural or simply just dismissed.
Oh, no standing. Remember that one?
Yeah,
no standing. Sorry.
Earlier, I sent you just a short little write-up I did about Cruz and his ineligibility. And I gave the name and address of Donald Trump's attorney. I think, you know, if people want to send a fax or send a letter to Trump's attorney, that, you know, here's the raw facts, you know, Trump, it's not only is this constitutionally a violation, but why should any eligible candidate, whether it be John Kasich is eligible, and if he wants to stay in, he can, but why should the candidates who are eligible have votes siphoned off, you know, from what they might get? Because you have two people who shouldn't even be on the ballot, period. Now, I don't know if Donald Trump is waiting. I'm sure that Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio are looking over their shoulders because they know that he has the money and the clout to do what you and I cannot do in that regard.
Right.
But I loved Trump's comment last week about Maine. Did you hear that one?
No.
Where they said the reporter said something about Cruz winning Maine, and Trump said, well, of course he did. It's right next to Canada.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's really funny.
I mean, he said it right off the cuff.
That's a natural-born wit. That's funny.
Yes, it was. I mean, it's not funny that Cruz is a lying piece of garbage, but it was funny.
Boy, that is hysterical. Did the audience laugh?
Yes, everybody was laughing. I just, you know, I can't watch these things on a sustained basis. So, timing is everything. So I just, when I clicked on, I said, oh, okay. And about a minute later, you know, this reporter says, well, what do you think about, you know, Trump? And he says, well, what do you expect? Canada's right next door. And everybody just started laughing.
That's one of the classics of the campaign season. That's great.
Funny.
Wow. Wonderful.
But, of course, it's not funny what's going on. But I suspect that Trump is not bringing up the eligibility thing too much, but he's winning at the moment, okay? And, maybe he's, kept away from that, for right now. I don't know. I don't know anything, about that. But I do know that Cruz only has about 60 delegates less than Trump. So
no, it's more than that now. He's about 150 behind after today.
I don't know. I just saw the numbers and I could have to bring it up on the history here, but next week, the 15th, that's when the winner take all states are the primaries. These are winner take all.
Yeah.
This is when it gets really, really serious because some of these delegates, they can change. You know, they don't have to go into the convention locked into it. Oh, my shoulder. But anyway, starting on the 15th, these are winner take all. And I know we're running out of time, but, for folks that, are listening, I was just looking at a piece today, record number of unaccompanied minors coming across the border again.
Right. They're coming in surges now.
Yes.
They're coming across in surges.
Yeah. Since January, another 25,533 unaccompanied minors coming across the border. It's reached crisis proportions. They're coming across here in Texas. And, the Border Patrol,
they don't have any weapons anymore. They have no more ammunition. Their ammunition was taken away from them.
Well,
you remember that?
Yes, and I flagged it. I didn't use it in one of my recent columns because I forgot about it. But I guess one of the good people in the Border Patrol said that they were told that if they wanted to keep their jobs, they wouldn't be deporting anybody.
There you go. That's it.
Well, that's Barry for you. Yes, well, they're doing their very best to increase the voter rolls because you have all of this third world peasants coming over into this country. I feel sorry for people, coming from these countries, But look what happened. I'm sure you saw this headline today about refugees coming in from Syria and some other places leaving Germany.
Uh-huh. Wait. Are they coming here from Germany now?
No. Oh. It went to Germany.
Okay.
But they're going back. They're going back, paying their own way to go back because they're too cold.
Yeah, I saw that a couple weeks ago. Sweden continues to do the most strange, schizophrenic things administratively to help these people while they're trying, with the other hand, to hold the population in control, which is beyond outrage.
Well, they're tired of their women being raped by these animals.
Yeah, they're savages.
There's no question.
And
speaking of old Bernie, I flagged this one. Bernie Sanders has sued Ohio's Secretary of State over young voter eligibility. He's pissed because these 17-year-old kids who don't know their ass from the first base, he demands that they be allowed to vote.
Oh, Bernie, really? Interesting.
Yes, he said that the Secretary of State is unlawfully blocking 17-year-olds from casting their ballot.
That's going to cost Bernie the nomination, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
this is nuts. So he's wanting to change the voting age. Cute.
Well, he says that it arbitrarily discriminates against young minority voters
and
violates due process and equal provisions of the 14th Amendment. And that reminds me, the same crap tonight on Fox News was the exit polls. Women hate Trump. They hate him. I mean, he's got a 60% disapproval. What in the hell have to do with voting for a president? What is a president supposed to be doing about women? He gets a bill from the House and the Senate, and he can veto it or he can sign it into legislation. He can use the power of the bully pulpit with his own party to, try to get them to introduce legislation, confirm his nominees for the Supreme Court, federal judges, to these treaties and stuff. But what is this garbage with the women's vote? You know, oh my, so sick of it. Now I sound like a curmudgeon.
Bernie.
Get the burn and get burned.
Well, you may sound like a curmudgeon, just don't sound like a pundit.
Oh, okay.
Whatever that means. I don't know. It's crazy. Check the delegate counts. I think you'll see Trump up now with a little bit of room. Okay. We will see what happens. Thank you, DV, as always. Appreciate it.
All right.
Good day for the good people, and we have to take this opportunity. We're never going to see another one.
Nope. And don't vote for your incumbent.
God, rule two. Thank you.
Okay.
Night.
Bye.
Okay, back in a minute. Going over to Brighton to talk to Terrible Temp.